Violence in video games has been a topic of debate for generations, and this podcast is just to share my opinions and some expert opinions on this matter. In a CNN article from February 2018, it states that the level of violence in video games is shaping young people's thoughts. The article also states that 90% of children in the US play video games. But more importantly, 85% of the games on the market contain some degree of violence.
I think that everything affects young people, not just violence. And you know, in games, it's now a lot more realistic. The graphics are a lot more realistic. The voice acting is more realistic. So you know, the differentiation between reality is the lines are blurred more. So for younger children especially, they might not fully understand that it's not real, it's just a game.
A Science Daily article from January 2018 states, in a series of experiments with more than 3,000 participants, the team holding the experiments demonstrated that video game concepts do not prime players to behave in certain ways. Also, increasing the violence did not make the players feel any aggression.
I don't know if they do make young people violent. I don't know if the evidence for that actually exists. The evidence really they use to try and prove that is often attributed to other forms of psychological investigation in terms of observing violence and then replicating it. I think most children do actually know that it's just a game, but then accessing to violent games by young children should be parents involved in preventing, but I don't know whether it actually causes violence considering the amount of young people and children that do play games like this from a young age. They're not all out being violent in the real world.
The article also says that they have focused on the motives of people who play video games and have found that players have a psychological need to come out on top when playing.
So it's going to be multitasking, quick thinking, teamwork, cooperation, communication skills, being able to problem solve in stressful situations. For me personally, as a lecturer who does teach game design but teaches lots of teenagers, mostly young men, is effects on sleep and a reliance on energy drinks in order to cope with the following day.
Well, that's it from me. What's your opinion on this matter? I'd love to know. Thanks for joining me on this journey, and I'll see you next time.